And though it is a few years away, the Metlakatla Presbyterian Church is preparing to celebrate its centennial. That will be in 2020. And here to tell us more about the church and the efforts they're having right now to try to make that celebration more complete with your help is Reverend Larry Emery. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining me. And I do understand you are seeking help from people to have, I guess, articles, documents, pictures, other things to help with this celebration.
Yes, we don't have a lot of records here at the church. I was surprised that we didn't have more. And so we're looking for people that might have some pictures that were taken at various events throughout the years, pictures of various people who are important in the life of the church, any articles or anything else that they might have that we could put in a memory book here at the church and that we might also use for some sort of publication that people might want to get at the time of the anniversary.
And maybe you could tell us a bit about the background and history of the church.
Well, the church has an interesting history. It was formed by Edward Marsden back in 1920. And Edward Marsden was the first Native American from Alaska to be ordained as Protestant clergy. There was a Russian Orthodox Native ordained as a deacon earlier in the 1800s, but in terms of the Protestant clergy and once the Americans came here, he was the first one. And he was a missionary for a number of years, traveling to the various fishing villages throughout southeast Alaska. He himself was Tsimshian. He had lived in Metlakatla, Canada, and came with the migration of the Tsimshian people to Metlakatla in 1887. Went on to Sitka to attend the Sheldon Jackson School there, and then on to the Lower 48 to attend college and seminary. After being a missionary here for a number of years in the area, he came to Metlakatla and founded the church here on this island.
And so he was the one who started that up?
Yes, yes, with the help, of course, of many people from the community itself.
Okay, and there are several churches in Metlakatla, correct?
Yes, there are. There's a Congregational Church, Church of God, Assemblies of God, Jehovah's Witness, and Mormon Church, Baptist Church, as well as our own.
Okay, and I think a lot of people are familiar with William Duncan, who was a missionary on Annette Island. Is he related to the Presbyterian Church or a different church?
What is now an Assembly of God Church meets at the William Duncan Memorial Church, which is the church that he founded. When he came to this island, he founded the church as a non-denominational church, and it was non-denominational for a number of years.
Okay. So, again, you're having the celebration coming up. What other things are you looking for from people to help make this celebration special?
Well, the church has obviously shown signs of age throughout the years, and we've been able to do some renovations here at the church in recent years with a grant that was given to us by the Presbyterian Church. But there's more that needs to be done, and so we have created a building fund, a centennial building fund, as we're calling it, to raise money to do some needed repairs and to also do some upgrades here at the church.
And if people have things that they would like to contribute to this centennial celebration, how would they get them to you, or would you want to know what they are first and whether or not it's something that you already have, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, they can contact us here at the church and let us know what they have, and we can certainly talk to them about that. They can either call us. Actually, the easiest way to get a hold of me is on my cell phone, which is on our church recorder. Email is also something that they can do, or I'm often in Ketchikan. I can always meet with somebody there and look at what they have, and we can go from there.
And I imagine there are people throughout Southeast, potentially, who may have been connected to that church.
Yes, that's one reason why we sent out our notice to various newspapers and other outlets throughout the area, because many people who grew up here in Metlakatla have moved on to Ketchikan and elsewhere, and so we'd love for them, if they have anything, to be in contact with us about how they might be able to contribute and be a part of our celebration.
And you have, I realize this is several years away, but are you already planning what you will do for the celebration?
No, we are just getting started. But, you know, often people are faced with these things at the last minute. And so I know how much planning can often go into something like this. So basically we've gone to the leadership of the church and say we need to start planning now if we're going to make this happen in 3 years.
Okay. And how about a little bit of information about you and how you came to Metlakatla?
Well, I'm from California. I grew up in the Los Angeles area and went to seminary there and served several churches there. Went on to Sacramento and was in Sacramento for a number of years. And then after I left a church there that I'd been at for 18 years, that's a long time to be at a church, I was between things. And a friend of mine said that there was this opportunity on this Native reservation up in Alaska. And I'd never thought of living in Alaska, but it intrigued me, and after looking into it, I decided to come up. I was an interim pastor at first, but after being here for several months, they asked if I would stay as the permanent pastor.
And how long have you been in Metlakatla?
4 years.
Okay, and a big project ahead with helping with this centennial celebration. And we will post this on our website, the interview on our website, and I will post contact information as well so people can get in touch with you.
Well, we thank you very much for that.
All right. Thank you. And is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just hope everybody has a wonderful day. It looks like it's going to be beautiful out later, and so enjoy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Reverend Larry Emery, he's with the Metlakatla Presbyterian Church, again, a few years away, but they're looking for pictures, articles, brochures, and other documents and memorabilia from members and friends of the church. So if you have any of that information, you might want to dig through your collections and loan those to them or give them copies.